You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Friday. It's a Mead Friday at that. I was wondering what we were having, and Tyler, the moderator, he moderates Chat Row, we're having Not Your Mama's Meatloaf and Roasted Tequila Lime Wings. So that's our Meat Friday recipe. Recipe will be available later on today with those signed up for the DP Show newsletter. Some great t-shirts on the website. Go and browse, and maybe you'll find something to your liking. Coming up, one of my favorite guests, the former NBA star Rex Chapman. He has a new podcast out, and it's called Charges. And it has nothing to do with taking a charge in a game. It has to do with athletes who have been arrested. Charges. And he is front and center. In fact, his podcast comes with his mugshot when he was arrested. And, this is a great career comeback for Rex. And he's one of my favorite people. Very transparent, everything he went through. And we'll talk some basketball coming up with Rex Chapman here in a little bit. Albert Pujols has been released by the Angels. I don't know if somebody's going to pick him up. He wasn't going to be playing. And at his age, 41, diminishing returns there with Albert Pujols. And maybe he closes up shop. And he plays for two teams, plays for the Cardinals, plays for the Angels. Other baseball, the Dodgers had a really rough week here. Dustin May goes down, out for the season. You lose 8 of 10. That's not what great teams do, and they should be fine. But you still get somebody's attention when you lose 8 of 10. It's like the Nets have lost 4 in a row. Now, we're not supposed to notice anything here, because once the playoffs start, they're just going to turn on the light switch and they're going to be ready to go. The Lakers, are they in trouble? Well, there should be concern. And no matter what happens during the regular season, the Lakers and Nets seem to be holding strong as the Vegas favorites here to win the title. McLovin sent me the updated odds here. The Nets are the favorites right now, followed by the Lakers, then the Clippers, Utah Jazz, the Milwaukee Bucks, the 76ers, then you have the Phoenix Suns and the Denver Nuggets. Well, I would have question marks with both of these teams, the Lakers and the Nets, because I have to look at the health issue here. Like, is LeBron's ankle going to be healthy enough? It's not going to be healthy. Is it going to be healthy enough? And all it takes is one moment where you turn that. Anybody who's had ankle surgery or a sprained ankle, you know what I'm talking about. You don't know if it happens, when it happens, and how long he would be out. Anthony Davis, back spasms here. Dennis Schroeder is out. You got to have everybody together, and you got to be playing well when you start these playoffs, because you can get knocked off. And the Nets the same way. You know, I look at the Nets, they haven't played together. The big threes played 7 games together. As great as they are, you can't just say, hey, go out there and win games. Like, first round, okay. But after that, then you're going to see a quality opponent. And what happens if, one of the three can't play? What if two of the three can't play? Because Harden has been out. So, okay, he's planning on coming back, the hamstring injury. All right. But what happens if he tweaks the hamstring? Kevin Durant, what happens if something, God forbid, happens to him as well? After the two favorites, you have a mix of teams that are high up in the standings, but they haven't proved anything in the postseason. You got the Clippers there, the Jazz, the Nuggets, 76ers, the Bucks. Suns are moving up too. But when you look at the whole list, it's hard to avoid all the flaws here. The Clippers and Jazz left a bad impression in last year's playoffs. The Bucks have had two bad postseasons. The Sixers and Nuggets feel unproven. And despite having Chris Paul, the Suns are still young. You feel a little bit more comfortable betting against all of those teams. But somebody's got to win it. The question is, are they going to be limping to the finish line to win this title this year? Yes, McLovin.
I see the Nuggets are below, right in this list, the Suns and the Sixers and the Bucks.
Yeah.
That feels like maybe a good bet, get some odds on there, because they got to the conference finals last year.
Yeah. I don't know. Sure.
Is there any way to know? So you don't have a strong feel like this team's going to go on a run?
No, because if the Lakers are healthy and the Nets are healthy, then they're playing for the championship. I truly feel that way. Although I do think the cohesive part of this, when you go into the postseason, you have played together, and the Nets will not have that luxury. They're going to have to win this with just plain, we got more talent than you do. We got three guys who are better than your entire team. You know, Steve Nash doesn't have experience playing, you know, in these big games. Like, he's played, he hasn't coached in these big games, I should say. But he hasn't been in an NBA Finals before. But I think those are things you just have to, if you're handicapping this, I doubt LeBron is going to be completely healthy or 100% or 90% with his ankle. It just doesn't happen that way. You're going to have to manage his minutes, I think, to start out. But all it takes is just one moment. You roll that ankle again, and you're down for the count. Anthony Davis, can you count on him to be healthy for an entire series? I mean, really, you have to be healthy for 6 weeks. Can he stay healthy? Can the Nets stay healthy for 6 weeks? I think those are really big question marks right now. And if you said, would you take those two, I would probably bet against both of them making the NBA Finals. Yeah, Paul.
Speaking of betting, this note just came out yesterday from a Vegas online and in-person bookie. The Atlanta Hawks are the fifth seed. They're 37-31. Nobody discusses them as even a contender, really. I don't think they get a lot of respect. Some better put a $20,000 bet on the Atlanta Hawks to win the Eastern Conference and $20,000 bet on Atlanta Hawks to win the NBA title. 35-1, they would win $2.8 million. But there's been more than just that. After that bet came in, a couple more bets came in, heavy bets, like plus 10K on the Atlanta Hawks. And that's just, again, a couple people, like three dudes. In case
three
of
beer. Dudes who have a lot of money.
Yeah, and a lot of alcohol.
Yeah, a lot of free time here.
But the Atlanta Hawks, 37-31.
To win the NBA title.
Win the conference. That means, you know, get past the Nets, the Bucks, the Sixers, and win the NBA title. They got both bets around 35-1.
Yeah.
It's gutsy.
It doesn't sound smart now, but then that's where you go. And the Atlanta Hawks are going to the NBA Finals. Yes, McLovin.
It's terrible, but I can't get past the history of them. That they were always good, but never great. Like the Al Horford, Paul Millsap, all good team with the Hawks. Like, they've never break through. Dominique never broke through.
Yeah, I know, but it's not like you inherit that. That's complete. You inherit the perception that you can't win. Like,
right. There's no reality in it, but I can't lose that perception.
Like, Trae Young wasn't born when Dominique Wilkins was playing. It's not like, hey, you guys can't win. Remember when Dominique couldn't get past the Celtics? Yeah, Paul.
I was just thinking in my head, could I name five Atlanta Hawks? I'm glad I didn't try on air. Their top scorers are Trae Young, everyone knows. John Collins, Dan. John Collins.
Yeah.
DeAndre Hunter, he's at Virginia.
Yeah.
He's out, though, right? I think he got badly hurt.
One of the
Bogdanoviches. Yeah.
Clint Capella hanging out there.
Acapella.
Danilo Gallinari.
Great shooter.
That's about it. You got Cam Reddish coming off the bench.
Don't you have Huerta?
Your guy, yeah.
From Huerta?
Kevin Huerter.
Yeah, Kevin Huerter from Maryland.
I read that this Bogdanović is on fire, but I'm not sure which Bogdanović is which Bogdanović. Are both Bogdanovićes really good?
Yeah, they are.
For what they are.
If your last name was Bogdanović, would you name your kid Bogdan?
Yeah, of course. I know.
Because that seems like you're really low on the creativity level. Just take half his last name and pop it in there.
Well, I know somebody.
We've got to get out of the hospital.
Somebody named their son. His first name is Will. The last name starts with Will.
Oh, like Will Wilson?
Will, yeah.
Ugh.
Yes, McLovin.
Should we take a team flyer on an NBA team, like a dark horse, and collect some money and do one of these big bets? If you could win $2.8 million, I don't know what team.
Yeah, but we're not putting in $20,000.
Could we put $100 on the Wizards or something? Something crazy? I don't know.
Yeah, go ahead. Put a hundy on there.
Not good money spent.
Yeah. If you want to have a team to root for... You know, an underdog, a reason to watch the Wizards? Yes, Paul.
I wonder if you could get a prop bet like an eighth seed beating a one seed. Because if the Lakers dropped a little bit more, they could end up, there's math that comes with this new playoff system. The Lakers could play the Utah Jazz in the first round of the playoffs. The Lakers would almost be like an eighth seed. if they fell into that.
Yeah.
Depending on, so imagine the Utah Jazz. I don't even know if they'd be, if the Lakers were healthy, would the Jazz be favorite of the Lakers?
No.
That'd be wild from an odd standpoint.
Yeah. We've been talking Mother's Day gifts. McLovin needs some help, and he asked us for advice. Yes, McLovin.
Yeah, I'm not going to give her a $100 ticket on the Memphis Grizzlies.
No.
As a Mother's Day gift.
Nothing says I love you quite like a prop bet on the Grizzlies. Ian in New York joins us on that topic. Ian, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Hey, guys. Hey. I need some help. I'm trying to create a hierarchy of importance here between the wife, the mother-in-law, and the mother. Mm. And I know the wife comes first. Mm. But then who comes next, and then how much can I spend, and can I give them the same gift?
No, mom. So your wife, then your mom, then your mother-in-law.
Wife, mom, mother. Mom lives across the country. Mother-in-law is local. So mom won't see what mother-in-law gets. Does that make any difference?
Yes, that's key. That's key. Because my mother-in-law was right around the corner. My mom, meanwhile, was in Ohio. Not that my mom didn't do like some investigative work to find out what my mother-in-law got. Like she would ask sources close to sources. Yes, Eden.
Right. Cause if your mother-in-law says, you know, like, oh, Jimmy bought me the most beautiful flowers ever. And then your mom is like, oh yeah, me too. Can't have that.
Yeah.
I mean, they do have like phones and stuff. People text now, you know, it's not as like, oh, don't worry about it. Mom's in California. She's never going to find out.
Yeah, they do.
California might as well be a block away.
They do. They have a way of finding out. My mom would find out. And so I always had to remind her, you know, mom, that condominium you live in, I bought. So you're good. Don't worry about it. Like any vacation you take, I got you. Yeah, but hey, if my mother-in-law got roses and my mom got, you know, an arrangement, you know, flower arrangement, I'd, you know, be like, did she get chocolates? And I go, no, you got chocolates. Okay, well, just saying. No, you're good. You're taken care of, mom. You got a shout out on a radio show, okay? Well, I know, but like, it was never good enough for my mom.
Well.
She'd always go, well, and I go, and whenever I got well, I knew I was in trouble. Be like, well, you know, I remember a couple of years ago, you got me, you and Dave got me a car. Yeah, you needed a car. We bought you a car. Well, okay. Like, how long do you have the car until you get a new car? Well, I don't know, Mom. You only put like 500 miles on it.
502 years.
Yeah, like you're good. Well, I'm just saying. That was her way of, she could say whatever she wanted to say, but when you get to a certain age, you can say it because you just say, well, I'm just saying. And nobody argues with somebody who's that age. Yeah, Paul.
I loved having your mom in studio because she was one of the more truthful people I've ever known.
Oh.
I would walk in, she'd be like, oh, time for a haircut. And then she would say, hello, good to see you, Paul. But she'd open with, time for a haircut.
She gave McLovin a comb.
I didn't appreciate that. No,
yeah. Like she bought a comb.
She kind of adopted me as a fixer-upper project. She always gave me advice.
Yeah, I think she always had a soft spot for you. I don't know why.
I'm good with grandmothers and mothers. I play to that audience.
I think you're harmless looking.
Yes.
I think that's what it is. Like my mom thought that you just needed a little bit of help to, you know, kind of maybe smooth out the rough edges.
I would say generally harmless too. Not just harmless looking.
Yeah.
Not that any of us come in here and look terrifying.
But she bought a comb because she said, I'd like to go to the pharmacy. I said, okay, we'll go to the pharmacy. What do you need? A comb. I said, a comb for McLovin. And I go, okay. So he brought a comb in, and first thing she did, here. McLovin's like, okay. Yep. Oh, Mom. Great woman. Miss you. Jeff in California. Jeff, welcome to the program. What do you have for me today?
I want to wish all the mothers out there a happy Mother's Day. Don't worry about the Dodgers. I'd rather them have a slump now than later. The Lakers out here, we have a red flag. We're not sure about them. But my Mother's Day story is my wife, she needed a new car. So I went out and, got a used Honda for five years old so I hid it at my neighbor's house down the street, and I bring it to the house, on Mother's Day. And, I'm like going, oh man, I'm going to make, I'm get brownie points for this. Right. I got dinner for the next year and dessert. Right. And, she comes out, she looks at the car and she says, I want something bigger. I'm going, oh geez. So I had to put it on Craigslist the next week.
All right. Well, thank you, Jeff. Thank you.
I think that car is the least of her problems.
You think Jeff's the problem?
Yeah, she's got to put up with those stories all day. Get to it. Oh, Jeff.
There is an art to storytelling.
Honey, at work in the lunchroom, they changed the microwave to a bigger microwave.
No, you'll get... I was talking to my daughter about this.
No offense, Jeff.
There's somebody in the family tree who is a horrible storyteller. Horrible. And they'll go... it was on a Monday. It was a Wednesday. Like, and then they start to tell you the story and you're just going, oh my God, get to the story. And then they get to the payoff and there's no payoff. But they've spent like.
And I found the sock and it was behind the dryer.
The cat had it. The cat had it. Oh, okay. Like. 9 minutes in, you're going, oh, my God. Yes, Todd.
So you don't like long-winded stories where you don't get to the point and are usually out of left field. You're not into that. People that do that.
Jeff in Detroit joins us. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind?
What up, though? And the champ ate the Caesar salad. What's going on, man? What's happening, baby? Happy Mother's Day to all you guys. It's funny that you were talking, though, a minute ago. Out of all of your guests, I loved your mom. Your mom was so special to the DP show. Yeah. We all miss her, man. She would get on there, and it would be the best segment ever. Big hugs from me to you. And my opinion, man, Mother's Day is one of those days where you just pull out all of the stops. Do what you can for your mom because you only get one. And once she's gone, you definitely miss her. And think about this fact. If it wasn't for a woman, none of us would exist on Earth. Think that's probably the most best thing. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you. Have a great weekend, Jeff. Thank you. My mom would time out how long her segment was on the show because she wanted to know if she got two segments. And so I'd always, she'd go, I said, hey, Mom, we'll have you on. Well, is it going to be two segments? And I go, let's just see how the first one goes. Because if you're not good, you know, then I don't want to have you on the second segment. Well, I'll be good. And my mom would get mad at Paulie. And she would go to him and say, I hope you have me down for two segments.
It's 11:20, time to bring me in.
And she'd be in the green room. She'd walk out. I go, no, you're not coming out the top of the hour. Wait, it's a buildup, Mom. Well, I'm ready right now. I said, no. No, I'll bring you out 11:20. Well, am I doing two segments? No, you're doing one right now. And then she would give a shout out to, you know, like Joni and Mrs. Pringle. And I go, really? Well, they're watching. And I go, okay. All right. Ah, unique. Yeah. Todd. Wait.
What is that huffing and puffing sound?
Okay. Do you want to end the week with an Aaron Rodgers limerick?
I would like to. Okay. I didn't do very well with the Mother's Day.
All right. Okay.
It's painless. It's fun. Rex Chapman's coming up. Barbecue's coming up. What's the big deal?
It just seems like I've lost control of this show.
It's a five-line thing. It'll take me nine seconds to read it.
Okay. You guys want to take a vote? Aaron Rodgers limerick by Todd. Paulie?
What's the goal of it? What's the
Todd to get some air time.
Right.
I'm okay with the limerick.
Should we just put it on the newsletter? Is it even newsletter worthy?
It's not, but I know you gave time to it, and I actually think your limericks are better than your mock headlines in your sports, your Mother's Day sports
I
thing.
I think there's a compliment in there somewhere. You
could have given some time to an hour one guest, but that's okay.
Because he knows I don't get sensitive about that.
No, yeah, and he's going to take that into
Friday.
The weekend.
Mother's Day weekend, yeah. 40 minutes left in the show, he's going to drop that.
Mother's Day weekend, what do you care?
Yeah, I'm going to.
Seton Shefty Bomb.
What does that even matter to you?
Okay, all right, here's the Aaron Rodgers limerick, and then we'll take a break.
Aaron's still feeling the shove. Now it's war. Don't look for a dove. Says he's done with the pack and not coming back. Oh, why did they take Jordan Love?
That's the Aaron Rodgers limerick.
I got a smattering. Seton always got my back. It's usually McLovin in the back. Paulie on occasion, but Seton, he'll do the fake laugh for me. He'll give me a little applause. I'll take that. I'll take what I can.
How about we take a break?
Does this make the newsletter or not necessarily?
Yes, I'm going to put it in the newsletter.
Fabulous.
By the way, Todd doesn't do scoreboard today. Mario does it because Todd was suspended for 2 days for screwing up the scoreboard.
I got some social media notes, which I should have done, but I didn't, that I should have appealed it and pushed it back to a later date and then maybe you
I'm the judge.
About it.
I'm like Goodell. I hand out the punishment, and then you go, I want to talk to somebody. And then you walk in, and then I'm there.
So it's a waste of time.
Yes,
you're the one
that
you've decided on. Yeah.
Yes, Pauline.
We should put Fritzy's limerick in the booze letter.
Oh.
Maybe even a snooze letter.
Snooze letter.
Banging up on me like this.
22 after the hour.
We can't get to Rex Chapman fast enough.
Rex Chapman will join us on the other side. Look forward to that. Meet Friday. We'll... take the meatloaf off the Traeger. That'll be coming up as well. 22 after the hour here on the Dan Patrick Show. Discover matches all the cash back you've earned on your credit card at the end of your first year automatically. Just get the Discover credit card, and there's no limit on how much you can earn. How amazing is that? Even more amazing because of all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of the places in the United States that take credit cards take Discover. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing that word yes more often. Something Todd will not hear this weekend. Learn more at discover.com/yes. Discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. Meet Friday. Check out a Traeger wood pellet grill offering real wood-fired flavor. The Set It and Forget It Ease Wi-Fi technology here. You connect it to your smartphone. You control your Traeger grill. TraegerGrills.com. One of my favorite guests has been Rex Chapman. He was a high school legend, at Kentucky. Played 12 years in the NBA. Fell victim to opioid and gambling addictions, which ultimately led to his arrest in 2014. And since then, Rex has used his platform to share his unique perspective on what professional sports can push someone to become as well as overcome. He's got a podcast. It's called Charges. And he has a new guest every Tuesday, Meta World Peace, Michael Vick, Ryan Leaf, athletes who have gotten in trouble with the law. And Rex, of course, speaks firsthand with the knowledge of that. Great to see you, buddy. Doing a podcast. Look at you.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah, so much fun. Hey, I've been waiting since 11:20. Am I doing one segment or two? What's going on? Huh?
You're right. Yeah. Only my mom got two segments, Rex, but not you. Do you remember when you took that mugshot? And you put that mugshot, attached it to your podcast just to let people know, hey, I've been there. I've been jailed. You know, I'm a famous guy, and I'm here getting a mugshot taken.
Yeah. Yes, I remember it. The mugshot doesn't bother me so much. I'm so vain. I'm just mad that I'm so fat. And
wait, that's what you think when you see it?
That's what I think immediately. I go, God damn.
But do you think how big this is going to be, that it's going to go national here?
Yeah, you know, honest to goodness, the last week has been kind of difficult emotionally just for me. I still tried to handle it the same way just because I know all of this stuff's going to be back out there front and center in the public again. Yeah. And that's a little bit, it's unnerving, not only for me, but for my kids, for my mom and dad, you know, that have to kind of rehash all of that stuff again. So from that standpoint,
but
yeah,
at least you're controlling it this time.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So, you know, look, Dan, I'm thrilled to be, you know, where I am back here and alive and not on painkillers and finding, you know, new things about life that I like. And, yeah, I'm having a ball with it. I'm having to learn how to interview. You know, I can be interviewed. I've done this. You and I texted about it a few weeks ago. I don't know how to interview anybody, so I'm just winging it, trying to be as vulnerable as I can be to show them, hey, you know, come on, give me what you were feeling in that moment, you know, when you were at your worst. And my goodness, these guys have really been willing to do that. I've been really pleased so far.
Are you revisiting, though? Now you say that it's going to come up, but when you talk to these athletes, does it force you to kind of tell your story to them so they know, hey, we're on common ground here?
Luckily, so far, everybody has known my story. I'm a little older. Yeah.
Hey, yeah, you don't have to tell me, Rex. Yeah. We know that. I saw that mugshot.
I swear,
man, you look fat.
I've reached out so far. I've reached out to Allen Iverson and Michael Vick, and immediately they're like, whatever you need, bro, I'm in. So Ryan Leaf, same way. It's just been fascinating. I think, you know, I know when I did it, talked about it last week, there is, when you're in therapy and all that, it's cathartic a bit. And, you know, the other part is, I know when I was searching out there in the depths of my addiction and all that, I was just looking for something, anything, any kind of inspiration to show me that I could get past it. And if this, something I say or something one of these guests says, gets through to somebody out there that can get some help, take some steps maybe they wouldn't have taken, then, hey, okay, that's great.
Do you remember, like, if you talk to somebody who's used drugs, they get that first feeling, like that first. And I don't know if you remember that first painkiller where you went, oh, wow. And and if you have a personality that, you know, an addictive personality, like, do you remember why you took it and what that feeling was like?
I really do. Cause I wasn't a drinker. I wasn't a smoker. Even, you know, all through my career, if I went out and had a beer the night before a game a dozen times in my career, that sounds about right. I wasn't that guy. Now, I was always a basketball addict. I was always a horse racing gambling addict. I was, bag of Jolly Ranchers. Don't give me one. Give me all of them. I want all of them. And so when I finished playing right away, I had an emergency appendectomy at the end of my last year, and I was going to stop playing after that. I wasn't very good anymore. And a doctor got off the plane, and a doctor gave me OxyContin. And for whatever reason, I filled it. I took it. And in 2 days, Dan, I was in love. I felt like I was walking a couple inches off the ground. I felt smarter, funnier, happier, more charismatic, better dad, better husband, and just a terrible slippery slope. Within 18 months, I was taking 40 Vicodin a day and 10 OxyContin a day, just chewing them up and eating them all day long, just like they were candy. Thank goodness I didn't drink or I for sure would be dead. So I do remember it. And I was in love. It was something that was bigger than me. Before, 3 weeks, I was no longer determining when I was taking that medicine. The medicine was telling me, no, you need me. You need me.
But when did you know, or did you know, now all of a sudden, like, I'm getting arrested for stealing?
Yeah, Jesus. I mean, at that point, you got to know. it was awful. You know, I had two girls in middle school, two right out of high school. Just the worst, man. I knew then. I knew before then. I'd been in rehab two other times before then. But at that point, you know, I felt like I was at rock bottom. I'm running low on drugs. I'm running low on money.
When I was with you one time.
Yeah, yeah. Firing at the horses.
Were you high?
For sure. For sure. And that's the part about it, Dan, that with with painkillers, it's sort of a perfect thing if you're a drug addict, because you don't smell like weed and you don't smell like liquor. I would sweat a little bit more, a lot more, but you can kind of blend into society. Your decisions become worse and worse over time. Your physical and mental health becomes worse and worse over time. And something had to happen to me. I'm not happy that what happened, but something had to happen or I was going to die.
Yeah, you wouldn't be here, Rex. Yeah, I mean, it, the embarrassment that was there, but now you're going to help so many people. Like, and that's why I always love talking to you, because people hear in your voice that you're real. And if you truly want to help people, this is how you help people. I remember Ryan Leaf would say the tip off was he would start sweating. Like, being in a family or family tree that has, you know, alcoholics, like you always look at a tell. Like there's tells and you could see and somebody's drinking. Oh, that's just water. It's not. It's vodka. Like, so you guys are great liars. Like
great liars.
You have to be.
Yeah, addiction, you know, and then there comes a point too in all of that. And I know it did with Ryan, because I just talked to Ryan the other day. There becomes a point where you're getting it from doctors. And back in the day, any doctor would give it to you. If you just called up a random doctor and name dropped, I'm Ryan Leaf or I'm Rex Chapman, they'd be like, oh yeah, what do you need? And give you a prescription. Now, what happens is pretty quickly, you can't keep up. The doctors can't keep up. They start figuring out, you go to other doctors. Pretty soon you run out of doctors because you need so much. And then you go to drug dealers. And yeah, that's what I was doing for, a good couple of years early on, just buying them off the street. And the crazy part is that these illegal drugs, they come straight out of the back of the pharmacies. That's where you find them. That's where you go buy them, from somebody inside that's, you know, working double time. They're taking them out of the back and selling them to somebody right out of the back of Osco's or wherever the hell it is.
I was worried when I went through my knee surgeries, they gave me OxyContin when I had my knee replaced, and I didn't take them. Like, I was so worried
to take them.
I didn't want to like them, and I knew I would, and I purposely was like, I got to get through like a couple of days here, that initial pain, but you know.
That's good, Dan. I'm glad to hear you did that. My mom had knee surgery a little while ago. And there's so many people that I know present day, you know, living around me, friends that I know that have pain, that constantly have three or four pills in their pocket. They wouldn't think, and they don't classify themselves as addicts, as drug addicts or pill addicts or whatever, but they're never without a handful of pills in their pocket. Yeah. And that's so many people, especially where we grew up in Ohio and Kentucky, and the Midwest and South is just being ravaged by it.
He's Rex Chapman, former NBA player and Twitter legend, by the way.
The new podcast.
No, you do a great job on Twitter. You're fun. The podcast is Charges, made its debut this week. So Ryan Leaf, Meta World Peace. So Michael Vick, did you do that interview already?
Haven't done it yet. Oh. About to do it. Okay. Yeah, I'm excited, really excited. Because I'm with these guys, I'm a big fan too. I'm a big Michael Vick fan. I'm a big fan, Ryan Leaf. I'm a sports fan, just like you guys. I remember, Dan, I'll say this real quick. You remember when we were young, there was a big star played at Ohio State. I know you remember this. Arch Sleaster.
Yeah.
And I just thought he hung the moon, you know, quarterback, my goodness, All-American dude. Had a big time issue, gambling problem.
He still does.
Been in jail, in and out of jail. And I thought back, I was like, man, because I always wondered, I was like, why don't you just stop gambling? The little kid in me, you know, it would have been beneficial for me to hear you interview Arch Sleaster back in the day, you know? So I hope that us interviewing Michael Vick and Ron Artest, Meta, Sandiford Artest, I guess now, that, you know, somebody somewhere is going to get something out of it that's relatable. Sports is so relatable, and hopefully we can help some people.
The advice that I'll give you is, ask open-ended questions, short questions, open-ended questions. Get that person talking. And I think once they get talking and then they establish a comfort level, like that's my goal every time, is get to the question because people want to hear your answer, and then let you talk and assume nothing. Because as many times as we've talked, and I might have answers, my audience might be hearing this for the first time, and I don't want to cheat that, you know, that transaction there. But good luck with this.
Thanks, Dan.
And I don't know. That's it's going to be pretty cathartic, I hope, for you. How's your jumper, by the way? When's the last time you shot hoops?
It's been a few months. Yeah, I shot outside with some kids up the street not long ago, and I'm terrible. I'm just terrible.
You're not.
Yeah, I'm terrible. You know, you gave me some good advice there, Dan. I'm going to give you some. Ready?
Okay.
Don't sleep on John Calipari of the Lakers. That's all I'm saying. All right? That's all I'm saying.
Were you?
And yes, I was high then. Okay.
That was April of 2014.
So, goodness.
So now we know you were high when you put that out there. Poor Calipari. It's like, I'm not going to the Lakers. Wait, Rex. Rex knows he's plugged into Kentucky.
Oh, what an idiot.
I might have said, I think Rex must be high, and I didn't even know you were
high.
You
probably did. Yeah.
I was just kidding. Where can people get the podcast?
Anywhere, man. iHeartRadio. Okay. iHeartRadio. It's on iHeartRadio. Okay. It's anywhere. Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Find it anyway. Charges with Rex Chapman.
Awesome. Thanks, bud. Stay in touch.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. Love. We'll take a break. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Close up shop, as we always do, a little arcade fire to all the mothers in our lives. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Do something nice for them. You know who I'm talking about. You. Last call for phone calls. What we learn this day in sports history. Try to get all that taken care of. Man, that Traeger grill. Tyler did a great job. Smoked meatloaf on the Traeger grill and some tequila lime wings as well. Well done, Tyler. And Todd says that Tyler can't really do anything. He's not talented at all.
I did. I badmouthed him a little bit off the air. I'm glad
you got your mouth.
I got a piece of meatloaf.
No, we're not eating now.
I got to wait.
No, don't you want...
I just swallowed.
I know, but we don't eat.
It's bad etiquette.
Yes.
It's not cool to do that.
But don't do that.
Okay,
can you wait like 10 minutes?
That's a lot to ask, but I will.
Try to wait 10 minutes. All right, yes, Paulie.
Todd eats on Meat Friday like a fireman who knows that the bell is going to ring, and he's got 4 minutes to eat.
Why
before
am I
the
in
next...
a rush? Why do I do that?
I don't know. Like, there's plenty out there.
I think that's what it is. I want to eat. The faster I eat it, I want to make sure there's seconds or something. That must be what it is.
All right. Slow down. Try not to eat during the rest of the show. All right?
My willpower is not great with those things. But I will.
Do your best. Okay.
I'm going to do it.
Do your best. And by the way, the food sounds good. we're out on the patio here. We got a little grilling area, and I was like, what was that? It was like, Todd.
I have some kind of breathing nasal thing.
Oh, my God.
It's a sleep apnea that affects the eating and the sounds that come out.
This day in sports history, Paul.
Got a bunch. 2006, Barry Bonds hit his 713th home run, which would put him one away from Babe Ruth.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes. In 82, the United States federal jury ruled that the NFL violated antitrust laws by preventing the Oakland Raiders from moving to Los Angeles. This, in a nutshell, opened the door for the Raiders to go down to L.A. for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
This is interesting. 1925, the Philadelphia Phillies had their eighth game in a row postponed due to weather. Eight straight days. That's it.
What kind of weather was it?
I don't know. They were soft back then.
Was it snow?
It could have been. There is no explanation for it whatsoever. They said it was weather related. I'll put my people on it.
Doesn't it feel like they would go and you know, this is why those eight games were canceled? At least you would think.
Checking.
Doug in New York. Hey, Doug, what's on your mind today?
Guys, I need some help. There's the big 5-0 this Sunday, plus it's Mother's Day.
Your wife's 50th birthday?
No, mine.
Oh. Well, you know what takes precedent.
Me, of course.
No, Mother's Day. You know what you do, Doug? You ignore your birthday.
Oh.
Yes.
And with Todd, you have my sympathy.
All right.
Thank you.
Just trying to help Doug. Don't make it about you, Doug. It's Mother's Day.
That birthday doesn't exist, Doug.
No,
come on.
No. Nobody cares.
But it's a milestone birthday. That doesn't factor in at all. He said it's his 50th. It's not like 43 or 54.
It's exactly. Why? Because it's a round number, is it anything different?
It shouldn't be, but it sounds like because if they make cards for specific years, if they have a card for it, then it should mean something.
Doug should have preemptively announced, well, for my birthday week, what I'd like to do on Monday is go out to dinner. We'll start simple. Then on Tuesday, I'm going to go play a round of golf with my friends.
Yeah, my wife did the birthday week, and then I just said to her last night, I said, we're not doing a Mother's Day week, right? And she goes, why not? And I go, oh, okay. All right, I just didn't know what your schedule included there. But yeah, sounds great, honey. Anything else? Yes, Paul.
I have a bonus this day in sports history.
All right.
This day in sports history, 1995, Reggie Miller scored 8 points in the last 16 seconds. Pacers beat the Knicks. 8 points in 16
kidding.
Seconds.
Reg will be with us on Monday. I wonder if he celebrates that. But how would you celebrate it in like, you know, how many seconds was it?
It was the last 16 seconds of the game. It was actually 8.9 seconds of game time. He scored 8 points.
Yeah.
You better believe I'm celebrating that.
He'll say something about Spike Lee. Oh, that was a whole different NBA back then. Got Reggie, you know, doing the choking thing.
You should see this guy. I'm watching the clip. He's running around, bowing, waving.
Oh, man. Yeah, he had to drive you crazy. Like, if he was playing against you, you probably, you know, wanted to knock him down. Let's go around the room what we learned on the program. Todd, did you learn anything today?
I did learn a few things. I mean, eating with my mouth closed, one of them. When getting his mugshot taken back in the day by police, Rex Chapman was most upset about how heavy he looked in the photo.
I know, that's what he said. When I saw the podcast and saw his face, and he goes, God, I just hate I look so fat. McLevin.
You made it official. You like Todd's limericks more than his headlines these days.
Yes, like is a strong word. Seton O'Connor.
Rex Chapman was actually high when telling us John Calipari is going to the Lakers.
Just the fact that we're both thinking the same thing, because I'm thinking, were you high? And then he's thinking that I'm thinking, were you high when you said John Calipari was going to be the next head coach of the Lakers?
Yeah, that's funny.
It was. That was a great payoff. Paulie, what did you learn today?
I usually hate using this word. Rex Chapman was literally high when he told us that Calipari was going to be the Lakers coach.
What we learned brought to you by Mercedes-Benz vans. Go far beyond from their customization options. Cutting-edge tech, five-star sales service, financial support crew, Mercedes-Benz vans. Built, equipped, engineered for you to be ready for anything. Go the extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. Again, make it a special day on Sunday, but not just Sunday for Mom. For Seton, Paulie, Fritzy, McLovin, yours truly, it's been the Dan Patrick Show. One more item as we send you into the weekend. If you're looking for car parts or for your truck, rockauto.com. Founded by a family of automotive engineers in 1999, two goals in mind. First, if you've ever been in a parts store, you know that there's that information. They always look in the catalogs and the computers. Well, you're going to get that information now. And they wanted to make sure the parts are affordable, offering reliably low prices. Go figure. RockAuto.com. Choose the part brands, prices, features you want. Use your order history to keep track of maintenance, repairs, warranties. If you're like me, you may discover that cabin air filter you, quote, replaced recently was actually installed 3 years ago. Don't waste time and money hunting for parts, phoning, driving, waiting in lines. Go to rockauto.com today. Make sure you tell them we sent you. You can write Dan Patrick in the how did you hear about us box so they know we sent you. All the parts your car or truck will ever need at rockauto.com. Rockauto.com and tell them we sent you.